Richmond by 5 at quarter time, Port by 7 at the half, 11 at 3 quarter time. In the end, the 3-goal-2 final turn the way of Richmond. They hit the front, but Robbie Gray kicked the winner as it turned out. Port Adelaide 11-13-79, Richmond 11-11-77. Port by 2. Durst looked pretty distressed in the closing moments there, Chief. They going to count the cost of this, Port.
Well, that's the key, Howe. It's a fantastic win. One of these teams, both of them, pre-season, the premiership favourites, one of them was going to have two losses in a row, and it's the Tigers. But the cost could come at a very high toll for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, Butters didn't look good.
Butters didn't complete the game.
Dersma.
We've got Dersma, who looked to be limping heavily.
Three young blokes.
You had Cleary had a cork as well. Jonas at different stages was sore. Fantasia's got an ankle injury that he had problems with. So it's come at a cost, but it was a big win.
Who have Port got next week, Chew?
Yeah, Port Adelaide, Howie, they play the Blues at the MCG.
Here's Robbie Gray with sodas.
Early in the year as well, so it was a really good performance by the boys. It was a tight one in the end. We probably missed a few earlier on in the game, and we knew they were going to find the right out.
Robbie, we know that you can kick a goal when you need to, and after a couple of misses early on from many boys, that one you nailed at the end, very confident?
Yeah, I was. I mean, you've got to stay confident in your routine. I was able to do that. I struck it pretty well, so I was happy it went through.
Just doing it at both ends too, just at the end there, just thought you might sneak that one through?
Yeah, it was obviously, we're on the pump there, so busted through and we're able to sort of ice the game after that, which was good.
Obviously, Robbie, it was really important to bounce back from that performance last week. What was the week like coming into this game?
It was a pretty short week. We didn't get back to the following night from Perth, so we reviewed it pretty strongly though. We're off in a fair few areas, and West Coast were fantastic, but we set ourselves for this one, really wanted to bounce back, and it was pleasing to be able to do so.
Robbie, well done. Ice in the veins again tonight.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Macca's new McSpicy Burger has serious kick. Get it as part of your Friday night footy feed at Macca's. Chief, with 15 minutes to go, you said Robbie Gray needs to stand up, kick two, and win it for him. He kicked one and won it for them.
Well, I guess so, but he didn't have a huge impact tonight. They fought hard when they needed to, but they made life tough for themselves tonight. They should have been 5 or 6 goals in front at halftime.
Here's Chap. Sorry, Chief. Here's Chap's spoke, courtesy of 7.
Geez, they were out at the end and they got us over the line, I reckon.
The work in the centre square was really good this week compared to last week.
Yeah, obviously it was a real challenge last week against Nick Nat and a really good West Coast midfield. Richmond are the same, and we looked at a few things during the week, our body work and stuff. We could have got better, and although we did that really well from the first bounce tonight.
Now, Bucky, as you edged closer to 300 games, you had the privilege tonight of giving Lockie Jones his first jumper, and you were his idol as a young man growing up, although it looks like he probably grew up about 20 years ago.
He's my idol now. he's going to be a fan favourite, I reckon, of the Port Adelaide faithful. Just the way he played tonight, he just has a crack. And it was a real honour to present him with his Guernsey today, and his journey throughout his junior career and part of the NGA program as well. And yeah, it was a real privilege, and our young guys are the future, and they give us so much inspiration.
A lot of sore bodies. It was a win with character, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, even Connor at the end there, he battled a corky and knee all night, and just to fight it out and provide a contest. And, they're our young guys, and they're putting it in. So it's pretty special. But, yeah, we've got a few sore bodies, so hopefully we recover well.
Trav, 32 years young, and you're still going well. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Lockie Jones on debut, 17 disposals. Travis Boak playing game 287. Don't go anywhere. Port Adelaide have won it by 2 points after the break. A full summation of this one with the Chief, with Brownie, with the Chew Man. We might even open up the lines. Who knows? Macca's new McSpicy Burger has serious kick. Get it as part of your Friday night footy feed at Macca's. Port by 2 points over the reigning premiers. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. Get to the Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots shortly. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. I love them. 2-point win to Port Adelaide after Richmond led by 5 at quarter time, Port 7 at the half, and 11 at 3 quarter time. In the end, a 3-goal-2 term for the Tigers wasn't enough. Port Adelaide 11-13-79, Richmond 11-11-77 in front of 33,742 people. This is the Triple M Amy review. Amy, who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Chew Man, just a shortened version of the Reds Edge tonight, please.
Yeah, Port dominated most of the key stats, but speaking of Clangers, 37 kick Clangers of Port Adelaide, AFL average 23. Leading ball winners, Boak had 29, and Jones on debut for Port Adelaide, 17 possessions, 437 metres gained. Short led the way for the Tigers with 31 touches and a major.
Magnificent, Chewy. Chief, you've got the Triple M MVP award for Mongrel Boots. Mongrel Boots, comfy boots, built for long days on site.
It wasn't an easy night to give votes because they're... Most players made mistakes at different stages. There weren't genuine standouts. I gave one vote to Jaden Short, who I thought mopped everything up at half-back for the Tigers. He pushed forward. He kicked a goal. He had the most possessions on the ground, but he used the ball well. I gave two votes to Alir Alir, who I thought played really, really well down back. Lots of one-on-one contests against Revolt and Lynch. I thought really held his own. And honestly, the three was a raffle. I ended up giving it to a player who I thought put in a really good four-quarter performance. So whilst I was critical of those that didn't use the ball well and he didn't necessarily use it well, I thought Ollie Wines played a really good contested possession game. He was the one that was up and about early, which really got them going, and he was still there late. So gave him the three.
What was his numbers, Chew? Ollie Wines?
Yeah, 27 possessions, 14 contested, Howie.
Well done, Chiefy. What's on tomorrow for you, Big Dars?
Forward to being in here, calling the Bulldogs and the Brisbane Lions from Ballarat. Beautiful place, Ballarat. Should be nice and friendly down there for the Brisbane Lions.
You're not going to Ballarat?
No, I've got to actually call the game from Channel 7 Saturday night, so I can't get back from Ballarat in time for the 7. So I've got a double header tomorrow night. Looking forward to that, Chief.
Precedence, okay. What are you got on tomorrow, Shaker Boy?
Don't know yet, Howard. It's a pretty lazy weekend or a lazy Saturday for me, so I'll just see what happens.
You normally pump out the kids' sort of activities in the morning and then retire to the couch.
Oh, we do a lot of stuff in the mornings. Yeah, we're very, very busy. I'll give them a netball training session tomorrow for the older girls, and they don't really respond to the drills I want to do in the mornings. They just want to, you know,
you
float around.
The
mere Dockey, yep, yeah, that's me.
You've been over the top, mate. Come on.
No, Duke. No,
just relax.
We have a bit of fun. We have a bit of fun.
What do you got on tomorrow, Chew, baby?
Yeah, double header like Das. Working with Das tomorrow here at the studio, that followed by Collingwood GWS at the G.
You get invoices per game now, too. So it's a double nice day for you tomorrow, Chewy.
Spot on, Howard.
What about you, Big Chiefy? What's your Saturday in town?
Which game have I got? St Kilda West Coast.
Okay.
Which I'm hoping
is
will be a good
afternoon
game.
Afternoon game?
I think that's the twilight
yep.
game.
Okay, and then what, Saturday night, correct. You head out and...
No, I'll be collapsing.
Socialise or a bit of dinner
collapsing
or
on the couch.
Someone special or nothing like that going on?
No. I'm the only special person. Now. You should know that.
Step away from that.
Yes, so you've got a very fierce look there.
In the immortal words of Nathan Brown, I'm an amazing man.
Yes, you are an amazing man.
How about you, Howard?
That's my wife.
What's on for you?
I have got the Pies versus GWS tomorrow night. Going for a run with my wife tomorrow morning. And then
no surfing?
See, onshore tomorrow. She's howling onshore. No good tomorrow.
Do you reckon you'll keep up in the run?
Probably not.
She's a good runner, isn't she?
She's a good runner.
She's got a bit more intestinal fortitude than you too, eh?
Yeah, I think we're about done here, aren't we?
Hey, every one of those blokes going for a run, he'd have to stretch his calf. Oh, I'd be tired.
I think we're done here. Port Adelaide win it by 2 points. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did bring it to Dead Set Legends tomorrow from 10. Check your locals and your regionals and your relays, and then the big boys for the rub from midday. That is it here. Port Adelaide win it 79-77. You know the rest. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Stay safe. Triple M rocks footy.